With 73 new coronavirus cases confirmed in Victoria today, more than 300,000 Melburnians are preparing to go into their second lockdown later tonight as the state battles to bring down that infection rate. But most alarmingly, Victoria has recorded its single biggest increase in community transmissions in the state's crisis so far. From Melbourne, Samantha Donovan has more.
It's only been back open for 2 weeks, but the Faulkner Bowls Club in Melbourne's north is getting ready to close down again later tonight.
This one's really hit hard.
Vicky Kennedy is the club's secretary. She says the first lockdown in Victoria put a real dent in the small club's takings, but nonetheless she's still backing the new four-week restrictions for her area.
I don't think there's any reluctance. I think we need the restrictions this time, and I think everybody's across that. It just makes it difficult when you're trying to keep a business going and the income's not what it was. The community are very positive about the outcome this time, I think. So fingers crossed it all works out.
And that's the stoic attitude the Premier Daniel Andrews is asking Victorians to adopt.
If we all work together and if we all stick together over these next 4 weeks, we can regain control of community transmission. We can again have control of the virus across metropolitan Melbourne, because the source, where it is most acute, where it is most unstable and therefore highest risk, is in those postcodes. That's the advice of the Chief Health Officer. I appeal to all of those families. Follow the rules, do the right thing. If you need support, we'll get that support to you. But ultimately, if I didn't shut down those postcodes, I'd be shutting down all postcodes.
Afif Saman runs a cafe in Broadmeadows. He says his business is surviving with the help of the JobKeeper scheme. He's worried, though, that his takings are going to drop further because many of his customers won't be able to enter his hotspot suburb, so he'll be offering free delivery. He thinks the Victorian government should have imposed stricter restrictions earlier.
The government with that decision is a bit late. They should do all lockdown Melbourne, the whole Melbourne for 2 weeks. We all locked down. Okay, and then we're back fresh, because now I've got next suburb from me, maybe 5 metres or 10 metres walk, is another suburb called West Meadows is not affected with restriction.
Some people are angry their suburb is facing restrictions despite having no recorded infections. Daniel Andrews is defending the decision to lock areas down by postcode rather than suburb.
The decisions about where these lockdowns would be applied is a matter of public health. It's not as if I sat down with a map and drew these boundaries. They've been drawn by our public health experts based on data. The other thing here too, this is a legally enforceable lockdown, and you need to have the most certain lines on the map. People know which postcode they live in. This is where the problem is, and the data doesn't lie. This is where the problem is, and these are the steps that the public health team deem appropriate to pull this thing up.
Even though Mr. Andrews says the problems in Melbourne's quarantine hotels have been rectified, he's asked the Prime Minister to divert repatriation flights due into Melbourne for the next fortnight to other cities. And he's expressed his thanks to New South Wales and Queensland in anticipation their capital cities would be taking in most of the travellers needing to go into quarantine. But the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says her state has got 30,000 people through quarantine all up, and it's time for the other states to do more to help out.
Ironically, some of the other states have been able to benefit from saying they've got zero cases because we've taken care of their people here in New South Wales and counted them as our cases in quarantine. And so all I'm suggesting is perhaps for consideration be given, and the Prime Minister was very open to this, because New South Wales has borne the overwhelming burden of returning Aussies on behalf of the nation.
And Ms. Berejiklian isn't expecting the number of people returning home to Australia to drop anytime soon.
The infection rates are increasing in places like America, the United States. So as people, Aussies from those countries, come back home, they have a higher chance of having the virus. So we all have to be vigilant, we all have to be on our toes. And I think it's reasonable to say to the other states, who've been able to live in their bubbles because we've borne the burden of these overseas travellers, to say, please share in that burden. We've already done 30-odd thousand or more.
The Berejiklian government has also announced today that if Melburnians from the lockdown suburbs enter New South Wales, they face fines of $11,000 and even a six-month jail term. And the same penalties apply to residents of New South Wales who enter Melbourne's newly dubbed hot zone.
Samantha Donovan and Gavin Coote with that report.